we lose everybody on one of the reasons that we held this session here at the Fishermen's Forum was because we wanted to try and figure out ways to improve communication between the Army Corps, the Department of Environmental Protection, the Department of Marine Resources, and the fishing industry, of course. I know that, Nate, I'm going to call you out, because Nate is an aquaculturist in Scarborough who just, they did experience a dredge over the last couple of years. So what I would really like to hear, and I think the other participants here, I know Mike Walsh and Dennis and John would like to hear about ideas that people have for communication. You know, we're trying to sort of show how you can get engaged in this process. But it is a pretty long, drawn-out process as well. So knowing when to engage and when to really pay attention. Patrice, actually, if you had some comments, that would be great. So I guess if the panel could just come back up for a minute or two, and maybe we could have some ideas thrown out by a couple of people about communication. And John Cornish is the new colonel in Marine Patrol. He's also here with us and heavily engaged in communication as well. So if people are willing to just have a couple ideas while you're here before we all go, I would appreciate that.
Just now learning that, I mean, assuming that I communicate with the Army Corps ahead of time and request that you notify me if you have a project. I mean, I'm just learning that there's a mailing list where you can sign up for that. So, like, with both this year and last year, the dredging project, where I knew they were going to have to finish because last year they didn't finish. But the first year was a complete surprise to me, and I had to request specifically the plan after I went down to launch my boat, and the launch was completely blocked out of the barge. So I don't know if there's a process. Does DMR have a process or environmental protection to communicate with, like, a mailing list or a notification?
We don't have one formally, but we certainly could consider doing something like that. We could put it, we have a delivery system now, and we can pick interest topics, so we could probably start a dredge notification section on something like that. But like Mike said, too, they have that as well.
Yeah, Nate, so part of this process, I'll call it a learning curve. But certainly that communication process, why we're having this is how do we increase that? So part of our role is internally in the department, we have that communication process of I need to have comments back from Marine Patrol or Sea Grant Fisheries or my program, Shellfish Resources. We're looking at that. We're putting all those comments together. The other half of that is going to be certainly, we do have the Office of Zone Councils, Shellfish Advisory Councils, having that communication process with those industries in that area as we move along from, the beginning to the end of that project. So that communication process is what we're committed to having happen so that, okay, we have a project that's being changed. How do we make sure notification gets out to the right individuals so that we're not having to have concerns where I never heard about this. What's going on? So we're looking at clarifying that communication process when we get it, when it gets finalized. We get something from Army Corps on approval project, and then all of a sudden something gets changed. Well, we don't get that corrected and sent back out to the harvesters in particular. So we're having that process finalized.
I think. So you would generally connect with, like, the Municipal Shellfish Committee?
In particular, for yours, Nate, I did talk to Dave Corbeau. For Scarborough, it's a remaintenance of a remaintenance. And we talked to Dave on that project, the company that came in to dredge Scarborough,
the Scarborough issues.
Oh, yeah.
The company couldn't even come close to dredging what needed to be done. A proper company came in and finished it off. That's an unusual circumstance. But last year, the notification process, we went through it through the town. So the town was well aware of it. They were involved with the comment process. So what we're looking at is, okay, how do we improve that process now and expand it? I think we should probably be learning something on any of these.
Yep.
One of the things I'd like to note too, Nate, is that Dennis has recently taken over this responsibility for the Department of Marine Resources, but in one of the projects that we sort of saw through on the Royal River, that there was an aquaculture company that was involved there, and Mike Walsh was great, came up and had meetings with them, I think multiple times, and communicated with them about impact. So we would work to make sure that kind of consideration is being taken.
I guess just a follow-up note on my end, aquaculture is obviously will have some sort of relationship with their municipal shellfish committee, but not necessarily, I'm also not a clam digger, so I don't go to every meeting to listen to guys, quite frankly, sometimes just bitch about not being able to just dig somewhere or something. So I guess maybe that's a shortcoming on my end to some extent, because there was no forgetting. But anyway, yeah, I definitely think, glad to learn about the mailing list there. For the Army Corps, I think that's a maybe if DMR had some capacity to also sort of just a mailing list, maybe it's the same mailing list.
Well, we get the same mailing, so we could sort of do a pass through if we started a gov delivery list or something like that.
It was just a forward that went to the leaseholders and LPA.
Just to let you know, on the Corps of Engineers projects, maybe in a given year for a main project, we might be sending out five public notices in a year. I mean, it's not a lot of emails that you'd be getting. And it's easy to just delete the email if they don't want to look at the public notice. I encourage you to sign up.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the issues with the Corps is the Sprague docs, you use a general permit, which is not on your spreadsheet up here. But those do not require any notice to be provided. So the aquaculturists that were nearby and no one else that's even had public hearings by DMR.
I don't believe that's correct. I
mean, it got to do a public hearing. It had a general permit for the
Sprague dock was a private dredge, so it was outside of the Corps. The Corps provided comments on their concerns to it. It's the DEP. There was a public meeting that was held by DMR for that. All that material for the Sprague dock went to an upland site. So in my talk, I said, okay, we can talk about the impacts to the fishing industry within the dredge envelope against the docks. While there is no commercial industry fishing against the dock, the material that was removed was going to an upland site, so the haul route and the disposal site had no impact to the marine fishing industry, the marine environment.
Getting to your point, we did get notice from DMR and DEP. That wasn't the issue. It was the Corps issued a permit also for the Sprague dock because it was filling a wetland, and there were no notices because they chose to use the general permit process. And if you would choose not to do that, I think it would give more people notice.
If I could, just before Jay jumps in, I just want to differentiate that. So we both work for the Corps, and the part of the Corps that I work for is the O&M navigation dredging work. And so the Corps also has a regulatory division, and so regulatory, which Jay works for, he processes permits basically for everyone else, except for me. And then on my work, the process that I described earlier, that follows, that's associated with what I do. Now, what everyone else does is very similar, but Jay is the one to really speak to what regulatory did in a specific case.
In the case of Searsport, certainly they were eligible for a general permit. We have two ways of processing permits in the state of Maine. We have individual permits that do require public notice and solicitation of public comment, much like Mike's process. We have general permits. 95% of the work of the permits that we issue in the state are handled under our general permit process because 99% or more of the populace of Maine that needs permits wants their permits fast. And so we've developed over the years since 1983 a more streamlined process that minimizes the duplication of effort between us and the DEP. So although I understand exactly where you're coming from, wouldn't it be nice if the Corps elected to not use our general permit and to solicit comments in all other cases? Most of the general public doesn't want that. They want their permits right away, and we've developed this process that piggybacks off the DEP process, and the DEP process in many cases does allow for that public interaction, which we're married up to in many cases. So we do receive a lot of the same comments that are addressed in the DEP. So again, I do appreciate your concern and your recommendation, but in the case of Searsport, we had a project that was clearly eligible for our general permit process. That's the way we went, and we did issue a permit.